Hey, Scott, I'm doing this in your voice. We'd really like to help out the show and other shows on the network. How can we do that? Well, it's really easy. Just go to frogpants.com/subscribe. For as low as $2 a month, you can help us. That's frogpants.com/subscribe. Today, on this completely wireless episode of The Morning Stream.
Penis allergy lady tells her tale.
Gross. Burger King got totally hacked.
Slap a kid on a plane and lose your job.
Plane? I spelled that wrong. Chick-fil-A likes the gays.
I spelled that wrong, too. Alec Baldwin denies he said a terrible thing.
How much are Bieber's testicles worth to you?
No more Kardashians.
Recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
What's this? The Campbell tomato. It loves to bask in the sun. It's getting full of goodness. And when its growing's done, the Campbell kids find that it's ripe and ready for the pot. They make the soup the world loves best.
So good will make a lot.
Yes, a black man, very smooth and convincing.
Today's episode of The Morning Stream is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by the letters F and U.com.
I had actually not heard that whole thing until just now. That was great. I just knew I knew he did another Hulu thing. I didn't know it was going to be that awesome tag at
the
end.
I like that you don't hear those before you play them, too.
It just depends. Sometimes I do. At least part sometimes of them, I don't. Yeah. Today, I didn't.
Nice.
All right, everybody. What happened yesterday? Big old hole in your week. No show Tuesday. Aww. It's a long story, but sometimes client stuff gets in the way, and it just kills my schedule. And I had an emergency. I had to put that fire out, as they say, in the corporate boardroom, and I did.
Hey, sometimes the client needs a massage, and there's just no one else who can give it.
Right. So I had to drive over there. It's something I do a lot of artwork for, and it was just this. Part of the problem is a lot of the stuff I do for them is tied to China directly, and because China just got back from their Chinese New Year business thing, where they take like a whole month off or whatever they do.
Yep.
It was all hands on deck for a couple of projects, and one of them involved me heavily. So there you have it.
Okay.
Take
Happy
that.
Year of the Snake, by the way.
Yeah, it is Year of the Snake, isn't it? I should probably feed Norman. He's probably hungry.
That's
today.
Probably, yeah, this is the year to do it.
Yeah, this would be the year to feed my snake properly.
That's correct, yes.
Not a euphemism. All right, everybody, welcome back. It's a new show. We're doing it. We're having it. We're making it happen. It's Brian Ibbett over there. It's me, Scott Johnson. It's Wednesday. It's 8:05 a.m. Mountain Time Zone. Only time zone that matters. And it's February 20th, 2013. Mm-hmm. You know what that means? That means three things.
Okay.
Tom Merritt's here. Nicole's here.
Yay.
Daryl's here.
Yay.
Trying to think of one you could boo. I can't think of one.
oh, we're getting to it.
but it's also a Sony PlayStation 4 announcement day.
Oh, so, yeah. When's that? Was that like 6 p.m. or something?
Yeah,
or?
I think it's tonight. Loads of gaming press are in New York for this event.
Sure.
And they're going to get up and they're going to go, PlayStation 4, so much cooler than the PlayStation 3. I don't know what they're going to do. But
that's right. Here's the PlayStation 4. It's going to play your PlayStation 1, 2, and 3 games, but only for the first 5 minutes that you have it on. After that, it's going to...
It's
going to
kick you
loudly.
Out. It's going to kick you out of that Jump and Flash game you were in the middle of. There's nothing you can do about it. Do you remember Jump and Flash by chance?
Yeah, I remember Jump and Flash.
It was like the
a robot rabbit thing that basically all you could do is jump and decide where you're going to land.
Yes, and I loved it. I thought it was brilliant. Now, here's the problem. I played it recently because you can buy it for like $2 on the PSN store and play it. That thing is not very good now.
Yeah.
My memories of it are, my memories are tainted by the fact that nobody was doing like 3D platformers at all. So you didn't really have anything to compare it to or hold it up against. The only comparison really, see, that came out in 96. That would have been the same year, I think, that we got Super Mario 64 on the N64. And that game kind of reinvented everything. And so I think this came out first, or if it didn't, I may have played it first. I don't remember, but It blew my mind, but then everything changed. And then I haven't visited it again since, you know, for how long is that now? 96? That would have been 16 like, years ago.
Yeah.
Good
right.
Lord. Good Lord. But I did recently, and it's not that great.
It could be they could do a remake, but I'd say skip the PS platform and do it for iOS and make it accelerometer based. So you tap the screen to jump, and then you just
I mean, they could accelerometerize it on the PS4 controllers. I assume.
Right, true. Probably
I assume that
Vita
thing's
going to
have that. Yeah, the Vita. Yeah, Vita'd be good. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Vita or 3DS or something.
Vita ties it.
Vita. Anyway. That's happening today, so mark your calendars. We'll find out what the hell that's all about.
Did we find out what time? Did somebody in the tadpole tell
us
what time?
They probably did. They always do.
6 p.m. Eastern, so 4 p.m. our time.
Oh, go. Ooh. All right. Maybe I'll hop on a stream. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Introducing our new PlayStation 4. It is $120 more expensive than the PlayStation 3. That is all.
That is it. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. And your PlayStation 3 will stop working in about 2 months.
Your the bar is not free. We will bill your rooms. Thank you very much, everybody. Have a good night. Drop the microphone and leave. I don't know what they're going to do, but I'm excited because I love this stuff. I love hardware.
It's been a while since we've had an announcement. You know, now that we don't get the Apple stuff in January like we used to, there's a hole. There's a gaping hole in our must-have-it gadget lifestyle.
Right.
We want some new shiny.
We want some new gaping hole.
New shiny.
We need to fill our gaping hole. Here's the bit that I'm excited most about is that it's so we now live. Okay, here we are. 2006 was how many years ago? That was
seven years ago.
Scott does math. What?
Is that when the PS3 came out?
It did, January of 2006. And so, and you had, I think it was May or sometime earlier in 05, you got your 360. That's when that came out. And you got your Wii and your PS3 in 06. And I remember we were actually, what was going on? I don't remember what we were doing then. But I this is all I remember. I remember it being a huge deal and everybody being real excited about it. A lot has happened in 6 years. I would remind everyone that, for example, the YouTube that we have now is nothing like the YouTube we had then. The Facebook we have now is nothing like the Facebook we had then. The internet has grown in strange ways. There was no Twitter when the PS3 came out. So the reason I say all that is we now live in Trollville, freaking angsty. Mm-hmm. I don't care what anyone announces, I'm going to be an ass about it land.
It's going to be... The graphics are still not up to the par that they could be if they used the right processor.
Because every... I have a perfect visual image of the 14-year-old that you're they're doing there. I can totally see this kid. Right. But it's such a different time, and so everyone's got a voice now, and everyone's so loud-ass mouth about it that I'm actually just ignoring all. I'm like, if you go to Joystick and you read any of the updates, like, Sony's going to do this, or Sony's going to do that, or Microsoft's planning this, or whatever... It's filled with just vitriolic a-holes.
Oh,
for no reason.
The actual Joystick article or the comments?
No, the comments, not the actual article.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, I can't read the Gizmodo comments anymore. Just too...
Oh, they're terrible.
It's too predictable. Like, you know, no matter what they say, someone is going to say, that came out years ago when it was called this.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, there's probably somebody at Google who looks at YouTube comments and says, you know, we really ought to do something about this, but... Even Google doesn't know how to. Like, it's so bad, you guys. We have created just a cesspool. And people cannot approach any subject and say, oh, well, it'll be interesting to see what they say. They can't just say that. They have to come up and go, some snarky snark, bastard hole, butt, smack, fart, and then leave. Like, they don't have anything productive to say.
There's no accountability,
None. And to me, this is a defining moment of 2013. This is when we kind of hit that... A certain high level of that kind of snark and that kind of just irritating whatever it is. So I'm personally making an effort to A, ignore commenters and who cares? Troll away, you bunch of buttholes. I don't care. I'm more interested in the actual announcement. I'm very curious about it. And I'm excited about new hardware. I'm going back to what I know, which is these things excite me. Gadgets and technology and the business of video games is interesting as hell. I don't care. This isn't a Sony versus Microsoft or a Nintendo versus Sega time. Let's right. just look and see what happens. And I can't wait to see what Microsoft does. And I can't wait to see what Nintendo does to try to answer all this with their weird Wii U thing. Like, all of it is fascinating to me. And it's all happening in a year where big publishers are going away and small publishers are popping up and two guys are making huge money on some indie game they kickstarted. I mean, it's just what a weird video game year it is.
Yeah.
And I freaking love it. So
I'm excited about it. Bring it on.
Yeah. I don't know what it is with people. Just hating. Just haters gonna hate that whole thing. Just hating. Just, hey, I hate everything. What do you do? Oh, I hate stuff. How can you hate stuff so bad? Oh, everything just sucks. I just hate every damn thing. I hate everything.
What? It's new? Oh, it must suck then.
It's gonna suck if it's new. That's just terrible. I mean, imagine these people in their 70s on their porch, the kind of conversations they're gonna have. That guy's got a stupid car. If I wasn't 75, I'd get up and kick that guy's car right in the nuts. Yeah, I would too. Blah, 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 blah. All right, anyway. Let's see what happens. I'm pretty excited about it. What else?
Just to cap it up, are you doing a final score, like a live?
Quite possibly. I haven't decided. It depends on what Sony lets go in terms of streamed video. Like, if I can follow something along directly, then yeah. But if not, I'm probably not. We'll just do it after the fact. And then, you know, chances are the big reporting will be tomorrow morning on this show. We'll mention what we learned and whatever.
You'll hear it here second.
That's right. Microsoft still hasn't given any dates for when they're going to do anything, but they love their pre E3 event stuff usually. So I'm guessing they'll do it like the day before E3 or something. So
sure,
heating up, man. 2013 is just way interesting in just about every way possible.
Cool.
Let's play Rather. We'll play Rather.
Let's play Rather. Sure.
Oh, excuse me. All right. Where's my thing to play right? it? Here we go. This head cold is irritating me. All right, let's get to a Rather. Got this one from another Jay Martin. We know him.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dude. He's a man.
How many Jay Martins are there?
Four.
At least two.
Four.
At least two based on this.
Yeah, at least two, but four, and he's always referred to as the other one. No, there's at least two, let's say. Yeah, because it'd be just one other one. He's the other one.
The other Jay Martin.
If there are four, it'd be... I don't know what happens then. Hi, Scott. I have a Rather game for you and to give Brian. I got this in my direct email address. Okay. I thought this might be fun because you can use your soundboard. Oh, really? I didn't pay attention to this. Say in the future, Futurama's head in a jar technology is created. All right? Mm-hmm. Famous people are in jars.
Yep.
And Brian's head gets chosen to be in a jar.
Yay!
But he has to choose which two heads he has to be between for years. Would you rather be between Charlie Sheen and William Tapley, or Tazon Day and the guy that sings the A-Team?
Oh, my God.
Who's the guy that sings the A-Team? Oh. That guy. I don't know where any of this is. This is the problem. I could try. Hold on. Let's see if we can figure it out. Right. Tapley. Wait. Eagle. I have to keyword this. All right, how about we'll place
Vladimir Putin.
All right, so that's him. I'm one side.
On one side of me, yeah.
Who's this first guy there? Oh, Charlie Sheen. So then you got... I don't have the Charlie Sheen one.
Oh, no way, really?
Well, I'm sure I do.
Cleared off the Charlie Sheen stuff to make room for the new.
Here he is.
Duh.
All right, there you go.
Okay.
Duh. Oh, that wasn't it.
Duh. Look at me. Duh. Duh.
All right, that's all the does I have.
All
right. So that's Charlie Sheen on one side, William Tapley on the other. Or, let's see, Frank.
No,
Sinatra, hold on, Zonday. Maybe I don't have, oh yeah, I do. Here we go.
All the girls try to chase me, but here.
All right, that on one side.
Oh, God, okay.
And then on the other side, let's see.
They're the A-team.
I can't find that guy. Wait.
Look for whatever I do.
Just don't hate me. Don't hate. Don't hate me.
So whatever I do next, just don't hate me.
All right. So there's your boy. That took a while, but all of those guys are between. You're between. Who do you choose? What do you want?
Well, now that I've had time to think about it.
Ample time.
So because I think Tazon Day and the A-Team singing guy and Pokemon song singing guy are going to be singing nonstop to each other, I think I've got to go with Charlie Sheen and William Tapley. If not for any other reason than the conversation between those two, you know, I could just sit back. Well, tip my head back, I guess,
yeah.
And listen to those two duke it out. I think it'd be a blast.
Plus, your Twitter followers will go through the roof, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. You just have a huge exposure there. With the other two guys, not so
much.
And,
of course, John Cryer is the leopard.
Duh. He'd say to everything with tablets.
That's right. Ashton Kutcher. Kutcher.
Kutcher. Yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Is the Antichrist. Duh. All right. Excellent. Thanks, another Jay Martin. Appreciate it. A couple of quick things. Oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was hoping to. I was trying to trick you, but I'll go ahead and do it now.
Try. Yeah. This one comes from, as always, our resident TMS engine, Vro Baby, who says,
Hi.
Mm. All right. You went to an incredible party, but you think someone slipped something into your drink because this morning you woke up sore and next to someone. Would you rather have woken up next to the Burger King, who tells you you had it your way?
Whoa.
Okay.
Or Ronald McDonald, who says, I'm loving it.
What's this?
All right. Those are our two. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Ronald McDonald?
Yeah, Ronald McDonald says, I'm loving it. Burger King, who tells you you had it your way.
All right. So I think
I'm sorry, Wendy is not an option.
I think they're both creepy as hell.
Plus, she's 12. Gross.
Yeah, she is 12. Come on, man. Actually, I've seen her recently. She's like, she looks like actually, Porkins. Yeah. Stay on target.
I'm too fat. That Wendy, yes.
Yeah.
Not my sister Wendy.
No.
But I mean, the Dave Thomas's daughter Wendy, as opposed to the.
Yes.
The actual mascot. You know who I like is the Wendy that they use in the commercials. She's got kind of a cuter than Allison Hannigan kind of thing going.
I think that's her, isn't it? Isn't that his daughter? I think it is.
No, his daughter is the kind of you know, I would say
kind of
chubbier woman.
Yeah, like a rhino.
No, but then they've been doing these commercials where there's this redheaded gal who, you know, is always talking people into going to Wendy's and.
Oh, yeah, right. She is a hottie. Never mind. Their food is still terrible. So,
okay.
What are you going to do? Anyway, okay, I'm going with.
All right.
I think I'm going with the King, and here's why. He's pretty creepy, but at least he's got. I feel like he's got more armor on him. What I mean by that is that thing's a mask. It's.
Right?
I don't have to touch, like, his face or see the boils up close or any of that. Like, it's. Because Ronald McDonald is just under that makeup is just like freaking serial killer. Like, ugh, I can't.
Yeah,
the years
of that pancake makeup can't have been kind to his skin. Is what
right. And he's just going to stink like nasty fries. And just, I'm not interested in Ronald McDonald in the least. And he'll get makeup all over the pillow, like a big red smear right where my face is. And that's an easy answer for me.
What about, you know, Burger King has a cold finger?
Oh, that's a good point. What's that? Those aren't pillows. All right.
All right.
Great. Thank you. Who sent that? Who was that?
Vro Baby.
Vro Baby. Thanks, man. Woman. Man? Woman. Who was it?
Man.
Man. All right. That's fine.
Beats.
No, man. Penis allergies. I got to tell you about this.
Okay.
So I'm at Walmart after a trip to Five Guys Burgers and Fries.
Oh, man. Five Guys is not a place to have a penis allergy.
No, it is not. I went there to lunch with my daughter and my wife on Monday, which was President's Day, because she was off school.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The other two had stuff going on, but we thought, oh, let's do a little mini family thing, get together and go to Five Guys. Excuse me. Didn't have any fries, because that's the fat part. And I drank water, so I've been good. Anyway, but I had a big old burger, and it was freaking rad and so good, and that place is awesome. Anyway, did you know they always only have Five Guys working there? Have you noticed that?
Really?
So it's not just the guys who founded it, because that's true. There's five guys who founded it, but every restaurant only has five people working there at any given time.
No way. Is that really true?
From my last three visits, that's been true of two locations. So I don't know if it's always true, but that was at least true in this case.
That can be. I mean, even like during the quiet times.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like non-rush.
Yeah, like I've been in there at around, I don't know. 2:30 in the afternoon or 3 and still five dudes. And they're still yelling. They're still yelling at everything.
Just going, peanut shells.
Peanut allergy. Yeah, they just yell. Anyway, so I go there. This really has nothing to do with the story. I don't know why I'm telling you this, but I left there and I had to go to Walmart to pick up some stuff on the way back. And I walk in there, and I do my thing, and I get in line. And for some reason, there's only two lanes open, and they're both full of people. Okay. And I could have gone and done the self-helper deal, but I'm not very good at that.
Sure. Really?
No. I don't know what my problem is. Stuff doesn't scan right. The lady's got to come over and help me. It's just not. It never works out.
All right.
My wife does that's fine. Just me.
No, that's valid. I usually end up having that. I'd say, I'd say three times out of five, I get the... an employee has been called to assist you when I didn't even call them. But
right.
Like, apparently the thing that I put in the bag is heavier than they expected or lighter than they expected. Or yeah.
They want that thing to be so convenient and such a life-altering new way of doing your shopping, but they're terrified of all of the potential things that could go wrong.
Yeah.
So so they're real quick on that. We're calling someone to help you. Like, you've got a separate employee hired just to be that person who's always on call because – who knows what people could be up to with those machines?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But do you remember, this is a story from way back, but do you remember when the lady in the little animated thing that shows you how to put stuff on, there's a little screen, and there's like a 3D, a really crappy like 3D Studio Max 2.0 looking animation.
Poser.
Right. And it's a lady who's like taking a can and putting it on the scanner and showing you how to do it. And back when they first introduced these machines, specifically at Walmart, the lady had like a flesh-toned shirt on, and it made her look like she was topless. So topless...
I don't remember this, but that's awesome.
Topless, nippleless lady was putting... And it used to just crack me up to no end to see that thing going on. Now, after I had made a big stink about it somewhere like ELR or something, I remember coming back to a Walmart maybe a couple weeks later... after I'd made mention of it, not saying I had any impact, but just it was ironic, the timing. I get there and I walk in, and now she's wearing that blue blouse. I am telling you, somebody complained. Some lady went, it's like she's topless and I couldn't be more offended. And they changed it. Anyway, that's not part of the story either.
No.
So I'm in this. I go to this Walmart. I'm in a line. It's kind of taking forever. And I had to listen to the lady in front of me talk to somebody on the phone for about, I don't know, felt like 10 minutes about her husband's penis allergy. And I never could quite figure out, was he had, I think one of two things happened. Either everyone's allergic to his penis.
Right.
Or his penis is allergic to something else. But in this line.
Either way, that's great.
It was great.
Everybody's allergic to his penis.
And he was. She was.
So she feels pretty confident in the relationship. I think
she does. But she was so loud about it, as if no one else was there. So she's going, I know, right? I mean, it's so much trouble. He can't even wear the same underwear twice, or everything gets all weird. It's like a rash, and it's all around the base of the paint. I'm sitting there going, dude, really? This is what you do in public in front of everybody? You're talking about your husband's penis allergy.
Pumped.
Oh, maybe. It felt like one of those YouTube videos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what it felt like. But nobody was reacting and doing anything. We're just sort of there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just thinking, A, I feel bad for this guy.
Yeah.
B, I would never have this kind of loud conversation. But then again, you hear people in like stalls and bathrooms on their cell phones, or you hear, you know, all kinds of ridiculous people do stupid things out loud and in public. So I just thought, well, maybe she's just one of those people who, she's that personality who has no crowd awareness. Mm-hmm. The social contract is broken.
There are no filters in her life.
Right. And I just felt like pushing her down. But anyway, I didn't.
Hmm.
Come here, lady.
Boosh. What was she buying? Was she buying some sort of salve or
no
ointment?
Teat cream. No, she was getting, what was she? Actually, I did make note of it. She had a People magazine.
Sac de chafe.
Le sac de chafe. Come on.
Le sac de chafe.
Yeah. The French have it all figured out. No, but she had like she had some V8, a People magazine.
Okay.
She bought Tic Tacs while she was standing there.
Sure.
She grabbed a box because that's what you do. And something else, some other box of something. It's like pancake batter or something.
Wow.
So maybe she's making her own concoction too.
I was going
to
say this is
she's making his penis, yeah.
A mustard pack or whatever they call it. A V8 pancake batter pack.
Right. Just look it up. It's on the internet. You can learn how to do it yourself. Doctors don't know anything. All right, moving on. There's a new Frog Pants TV up. I didn't get a chance to mention it on Tuesday because we weren't here. But if you want to watch part two of the StarCraft II mods videos that I did for Frog Pants TV, it's up. It's me and Scotty D. We're playing a version of Dodgeball in StarCraft 2, which is the weirdest thing ever. So
really?
I encourage you to watch it. Yeah.
Oh, I got to totally watch that. That sounds awesome.
Frogpants.com/TV, or you can search for it on YouTube. You'll find
it. And the Koreans still kick our asses.
And those bastards. finally, they announced yesterday BlizzCon 2013. That's happening.
Yes.
November 8th and 9th for Blizzard fans. I think I'm going. So
I can only go to those every other year.
Yeah. Thank goodness they skipped last year.
That's right. I'm thinking I'd go and actually not even go to the BlizzCon, even worry about trying to get tickets, and just go to the hotel room across the street that, you know, you guys all use as a home base and hang out there.
Why the heck not? It's the Hilton, so you can meet me at the Hilton, and they have all of the Blizzard people hang out at the Hilton, so you can meet them all there, and yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. I could totally see people, and we did have people come just for that 2 years ago, so
yeah.
My guess is Blizzard will end up sending me generally, but we'll see
press.
How it goes. Well, yeah, sort of, I guess. Kind of in a weird way. I have an awesome interview coming up next week. Oh, I'm so excited.
Yes, yeah.
Let's just say the word on the street is there'll be a really good interview coming up. It's not a giveaway at all.
No, not at all. Don't read anything into that.
but speaking of events, big Nerdtacular updates coming. Doing the video this weekend for the Kickstarter. This thing is happening, you guys. March 1st, we should have that. Right around then, we should have it ready and up and running. So
Yay, watch for
that.
I will be there. I plan on picking up tickets as soon as they're available.
Yeah, you should, because they're going
to
go quick.
I'd hate for it to sell out and for me not to be able to make it.
Yeah, we're not going to have... We'll have all those bands you arranged to come play the event, just not you.
Yeah.
I'll watch
on the stream. It'll be fine.
All right. Sounds good to me.
Hey, let me throw a quick shout out to Buxley's wife, who is taking her preliminary exams or qualifications for a PhD in computer science today.
Wow.
Good luck.
Great.
She's been working on that for months. So
Buxley, she'll ride you into Easy Town with her hot new PhD and her her job prospects. That's awesome. You just sit around on your arse.
That's right. Education is money, friends.
That's right. Oh, Buxley, you left a mark. You really did. All right. It's let's do this. It's Stump a Trek Nerd, brought to you by...
Well, that's brought to you by a Kickstarter that ended on Monday.
Oh, did it?
They did fund it, yeah. So Same-Sex Marries Sex Sells not only funded, but overfunded. So if you help support the band, thank you so much for your contribution. And look forward to your album, your digital download, your T-shirt, your vinyl, whatever you got. And big congratulations to James and Svet from Same-Sex Marry. And look for them...
At Nerdtacular.
They are going to close. They're going to bring the house down, man. They're going to bring the house down.
They're going to bring the tent down.
They're going to bring the tent down because it's part of the outdoor venue.
Ooh.
Concert venue.
Ooh. That's good. Under I called James. Stars. I said, can I get your album on wax cylinder? And he hung up on me. I thought that was a little bit rude.
Shame on
him. That was a little bit rude. I said, look, I've got an old Victrola here. I need to... You know,
James has got such a short temper.
I know that mustache.
Such a short fuse.
Such a short mustache. Daryl, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am good.
Good. We missed you yesterday. Did I text you or did I forget to yesterday?
Probably forgot, but that's okay.
I didn't mean to do that. I meant to text all involved. I texted the fitness geek. I texted Jury, although he never answered. He's probably on a plane.
Yeah.
I was
going to make it anyway.
I only missed you and I missed somebody else. Well, anyway, thank you for being so patient, as you
Cowardly
always
Lion,
are.
Cowardly Lion, we missed you most of all.
That's right. I'm going to miss you most of all, Scarecrow. Daryl, it's Trek time.
Standing right here.
My family continues to be addicted, for some reason, every night to watching TOS. So it's thick on our minds right now, the TOS.
Wow.
I started watching The Following yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Started? Oh, so you watched the first episode, right?
Yeah. So I saw the first episode. That's a lot of fun, and I'm in. I'm going to watch that as long as they'll make it. I think it's not, you know, there's nothing incredibly special about it. I mean, Kevin Bacon's great, and, you know, people are good, but it's basically it's a procedural with, it's like, take CSI and smack it in the face three times with Silence of the Lambs, and there's your...
I would say it's got a very 24 feel to it.
Yeah, a lot of rushing around, got to hurry up.
First the good first season of 24. We've been watching since the beginning, and
it's good.
Hooked. Yeah, it's really good.
It's good. It's
especially good. This last episode.
Ooh, I can't wait. There's some formulaic stuff going on, but I don't care. I'm in. I like it. That was one of the things I was going to say about that, though. That had to do with Star Trek. Now I just completely forgot. Damn it. F. All right.
Somebody on there from Star Trek?
No, that was the whole point. It was
Star Trek connection.
Well, there is one other funny thing about it. They're promoting it on Hulu on other shows, and it sounds like this. The following program is brought to you with limited commercial interruption by the following. So it's got the following program and the following in the same sentence, and it's awesome. I tweeted about it the other day, but it's great. All right.
That's awesome.
Daryl, I don't remember what my Trek thing was, so we'll just get right to your question. Daryl's a Trek nerd. He knows this stuff, so we're going to try to stump him here. In the original series episode, The Devil in the Dark, the Enterprise is called to the planet Janus 6. Janus 6.
Yeah.
Janus 4 just didn't work out. They weren't compatible. They are investigating the deaths of workers in a Perigeum mining facility, or factory, rather. Facility, whatever, either way. The man in charge says the problem started when they opened a new level of the mine with a large deposit of perigeum, salong. Perigeum salong? What's that, Brian?
Perigeum salong.
Do you see where it says that?
Yeah, large deposit, along with.
Oh, he put an S on there.
Yeah, there's not supposed to be an S.
Along with many other minerals. Which of these minerals does this man not list to Kirk when discussing the problems?
Is it just perigeum by there, or pergium?
Is it pergium?
I was just looking. Perigeum sounds. Is it pergium?
Pergium.
You're adding an A, I think.
Okay. Paramecium. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, so which of these does he not list to Kirk when they discuss these problems with the mining operation? Was it A, uranium, B, dilithium, C, platinum, D, cerium? I don't know which way I'd say it. The microphone's being weird. I don't know why. Yeah, I think sometimes it's mixer. You know, ever since I dumped my smoothie on it, I think it's starting to act up. It may be time for me to look at another one. I dumped a smoothie on my mixer.
You dumped a smoothie on your mixer?
Yeah, oh yeah. Didn't I tell you about this?
No.
Oh, did you hear about this? I dumped a smoothie on it.
One of your wife's green grass and mango smoothies?
Here's how it was. Wow, it's weird. I can't. Okay, there we go. That's more even. One of her big green grass things, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it sitting here right by the edge. I just finished. I want to say it was TMS with you on like a Thursday or something. And I reached over to do something. I kicked it, and it landed and just schmooped. And it's just a big globule, like a big lava rush of goo just went all up in this thing.
All the little holes.
And it only got, it actually went down some headphone holes, but it only got channels, 3 through 4, maybe 5. So the channels 1 and 2, which I use all the time, didn't get hit. So far, so good. But I still, since then, I've had this weird like panning where suddenly the left ear will get louder for no reason, and it's really obnoxious. Anyway, here's your answer. Don't spill giant smoothies made from vegetable fat. Is there such a thing? They have fat?
Let that be a lesson to you, kids.
DNA is your friend. All right, Daryl, sorry, back to this. Oh, first, though, you've got the potential answers. Let's do a quick foodie here. Crap. Hold on. Okay, right here.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
What's a foodie?
Let's eat some Japanese food.
Yeah, so our choices today, we've got the Yuki and Love, which looks like a coconut-filled...
Purple thing.
There's some sort of lollipop deal. Vado mango.
I think we do the Yuki in Love. I think your first choice is the best choice.
Let's do that.
All right. Cracking it open. Oh, it's like a little, it looks like a fat vanilla wafer. It's caving in the middle. Look at that thing.
You have yours, right, Daryl?
Yes, I am opening it now, or trying to.
Yeah, it's mine's blown up like a pillow. You explode.
It
does look
good.
Like vanilla wafer. That's sunny.
Smell that.
Ooh.
I can barely smell it because of my
It looks like a soft,
like a little cookie, like a cookie.
Like a cookie, like a soft, remember Soft Batch?
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah.
Those were great.
If I was about 2 inches tall, I would lay down on this and take a nap.
It does look soft, doesn't it?
Yeah. Just put, but we have put no idea
what the flavor is. Right. Are those little coconuts or like little macadamia? Or no, that's like some sort of root.
Oh, is it a root? Uh-oh, we might be in trouble. All right, well, let's give it a shot. Here we go. This weird Japanese food. Oh, it's kind of gelatinous, like a gummy bear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How is that?
It's good, though.
Is it?
Hmm.
Oh,
I don't know. That's almost, Brian, it's like thick and liquid.
It is unexpectedly gelatinous inside. Like, it's not... It's like there's a gummy. No, it's not thick and liquid.
It's kind of like the gel filling in one of those pillows, those gel pillows.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Or like a Dr. Scholl's foot insert.
Yeah.
It's like a breast implant. This is taro flavored.
Oh, okay.
It's a taro flavored snack cake thing.
Taro root.
Says Mikiyoshi.
Thanks, Mikiyoshi. These are good.
Yeah.
It is good.
I quite enjoyed it.
Once you're aware of the chewy thing inside.
Well, that qualifies as food.
Food.
All right, Daryl.
It does qualify.
Any birthdays qualify for celebration?
Mm, oh, yes. We have TOS Marge Doucet. I guess that's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
She played Kara on Spock's Brain. She was the lady that stole Spock's brain.
She could be Doucette. It's possible. You know, could be Doucette.
Well, it's got an A on the end, so probably not.
No, don't we all, though?
I mean a Y. Did I say A? I meant Y.
I don't know. Oh, yeah, you're probably right then, what you said the first time. Well, excellent. Happy to birthday to her. Happy to birthday. She's 77, you say?
Yep.
Happy to birthday. All right, let's get back to your question here.
Let's jump down the pipe and... Oh, never mind.
Little Mario reference? I like it. Uranium, dilithium, platinum, or cerium. Which is the one that he did not list to Kirk?
Oh, at first I thought I knew, but now I'm completely unsure.
Mm. This is the Horta episode, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Pain, yeah. Pain. Pain. I think
I'm
going
to narrow it down to A and D.
Pain!
That's the one.
That's the one, yeah.
Yep.
And I'll be screaming that in a minute when I get this wrong, probably.
All right.
Now what? What are they? What are the answers again?
What? Where am I?
Early onset something. Uranium, dilithium, platinum, or cerium. What?
What is that last one? I don't even know what that is.
Cerium? I don't know either. I've never heard of it before. It's a new one.
Huh.
What?
Well, I don't...
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I'll pick that then.
Cerium?
Wait, should I though?
I don't know.
Okay, A was uranium. Why would they be handling nuclear stuff?
Uranium is a useful tool indeed.
Because they don't know. They didn't know back then.
Hmm.
The viewing audience won't know what uranium is.
Yeah, they won't know.
Okay, well, yeah, let's toss some of that back and forth. Here, catch the uranium.
They don't know. What do they know?
Well, okay.
Oh, no.
Dang it.
Dang it, I pushed the pickle.
Pickle pusher.
Hold on. Okay.
You'll go blind, Johnson.
Okay, good. Phew, sorry. Thanks, Jeannie, again, for that. All right. Wait, so you're saying cerium? Is that what you're saying? Cerium? Cerium?
Yeah, and I hate self-checkout machines, too.
They're the worst. All right, well, let's find out. Before they patched it, it was even better, though, because she looked like she was naked. All right, here we go. Do they patch? Is that what they call that? Is patching it? They probably do. Wouldn't you say, Brian? We gotta patch the self-help shopper thing because the lady looks naked. I'm sure that memo went around.
We have to firmware update. Just just scan a shirt and bloop.
We're offending little old ladies in the Midwest. Hurry up.
Something.
All right,
yeah.
Here, let's check and see if you're right. Is it D, cerium?
Pro boner.
It's dilithium. No. He does not list dilithium as a mineral on this planet. It turns out the miners entered into a part of the mine where the Horta, where Daryl also calls it a giant pizza, live, and they are simply defending their home. The miners and the Horta eventually agreed to help each other. Kirk at one point orders Dr. McCoy to help an injured Horta. Here, he refuses in this clip. Check it out.
Joe, it's wounded badly. You've got to help it.
Help that?
Go take a look.
You can't be serious. thing is virtually made out of stone.
Help it, treat it. I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer. You're a healer. There's a patient. That's an order.
Damn, dude.
Wow.
I think Kirk's being a little bit of a butthole there. A
little bit,
honestly.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you're a doctor, heal it. Just heal it. I don't care how you do it. That's like the kind of boss you just hate working for. Like, don't be an ass. Daryl, you're wrong, and that means you're wrong twice this week.
What good of a planet is a planet without dilithium?
I completely agree.
This is a mining planet.
Right, and it's a Star Trek planet. You got to have dilithium in there. Well, you'll get a chance to redeem yourself tomorrow on Thursday's episode of the Morning Stream. But until then, please check out Daryl on the internet. He is at The Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can also find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com for a fantastic podcast all about Star Trek. All right, Daryl, try to stump us with a quote from Star Trek.
Congratulations. You are now fully dilated to 10 centimeters. You may now give birth.
Worf. TNG.
Yeah, I think so. When
Keiko.
O'Brien's, yeah, exactly.
What was it? Was it Keiko in that, or was she Klinger's wife as Kate? I don't remember which which name she had. I don't remember. Is that correct?
Yeah, I say Worf too, yeah.
You are both winners.
Yay, we're both winners, Brian. Woo! It's the news!
And it's brought to you by a new YouTuber is in town, and he has no subscribers. Go check him out at Deku Games on YouTube or Deku Games YouTube channel on Facebook.
Good idea.
So Facebook, Deku Games YouTube channel.
Right. Burger King. We love Burger King.
Yes.
They got hacked.
I had Burger King yesterday.
Good for you. What'd you get?
First time in a while. Whopper Jr.
Oh, never hurts. Whopper Jr.'s fine.
Yep. Just enough burger.
I usually get the senior, but whatever. Burger
Mouth
King.
Full of the Whopper.
They got hacked. Their Twitter got hacked. Twitter account specifically. And McDonald's was probably loving it. Digital trends. You kill me. Burger King's social media manager had a Whopper of a problem. It keeps going.
Wow.
I know.
Is this the HuffPo? Yeah,
you'd think. This afternoon, this is 2 days ago now, a hacker or group of hackers took over the fast food chain's Twitter account and changed the account name to its greasy nemesis, McDonald's. The hacker also claimed in the account's bio that Burger King had been bought out by McDonald's because the Whopper flopped. More than 2 hours after the first unauthorized tweet went live, at Burger King remained in the hacker's hands. Twitter suspended the account at about 1:15 p.m. Eastern Time. But let's see, not before the perpetrators managed to send out a flurry of offensive tweets, which were quickly retweeted by thousands. More than 20,000 people started following at Burger King while it was under the hacker's control. So they gained 20,000 followers because of this, which is kind of awesome.
That is awesome.
I know how to do it. How do I get that next big bump?
Like you've been hacked?
Yeah. Just start going, I'm taking over Scott's account. He's a butthole. You guys are buttholes too.
Right.
That's the answer.
So lesson learned, don't make your password Whopper with a zero instead of the O.
Uh-huh. You're exactly right. That's a good point. Joe Ricky Hundley, three names, there's some trouble. Mm-hmm. Accused of slapping a toddler on a plane.
Oh, yeah. This is, not just slapping him, but...
punched him
also
good.
Also used a racial slur.
Oh, I missed this part.
Yeah, shut this, that baby up.
Wow.
N-word.
Really?
Yes.
Dude, what an ass.
Yes. Well, and then slapped the baby.
Well, he's now out of a job. A man charged with slapping a toddler on a Minneapolis to Atlanta flight is out of a job. His former employer said on Sunday, Joe Ricky Hundley, age 60, of Hayden, Idaho. Oh, Idaho. You're a comfortable hat, but... Can you stop being buttholes?
Oh, kidding. Boy, I don't know if we've had an Idaho story. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. That's because they usually
have a horse in this race.
Well, they're usually locked up in their little bunkers with all their guns. You don't hear from them. It's no longer an employee at the AGC Aerospace and Defense Company. His head cold makes me want to punch somebody.
I know.
It makes me want to punch a kid on a plane. Daniel Keeney of PDK Public Relations confirmed Sunday night. Anyway, the president and CEO issued a statement early Sunday while not offering or referring to Hundley by name, called reports of behavior by one of his executives. He was a higher up on his recent personal travel offensive and disturbing. And he says is no longer employed with the company. So take that. I didn't see the racial bit. That's not
apparently
in
the article. Apparently, there were no other African Americans on the board.
Yeah, not a one.
Yeah.
Up there in
Idaho. This would have happened a lot sooner, I think. Jeez. Good. Let him go.
Good for him.
Bastard.
Take that, you butthole.
Nobody slaps a baby on my plane.
Nope. Someone get these mother effing racist baby slappers off this mother effing plane. Chick-fil-A. Remember them with the whole they don't like the gays?
Yeah.
The G-A-Z-E's. Well, the CEO, the guy behind that whole thing, and a gay activist had a big meeting. A leader of a national gay rights group had a meeting, these two. Got this from Nicole, who has not been going to Chick-fil-A out of, you know, protest, right?
Oh, except for maybe once with me.
Yeah, except that time where you were desperate.
We were running to get to the NSFW party.
Yeah.
And we knew there wasn't going to be food there, and there wasn't any food there. Mm-hmm. So we had to grab a bite on the way because we knew there was going to be an open bar.
Yeah. Yeah, you knew. You got to get some food in you. So they met.
But we felt bad about it.
Yeah, they did feel bad. So the first thing Nicole did after she sent me this article, she ran out and bought Chick-fil-A and sent me a picture of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So she's into it now. says, I've gotten to know Dan. He's gotten to know me. He share concerns about young people and Chick-fil-A being used for certain purposes. Shane Widenmeyer, executive director of Campus Pride, told ABC News. He's the gay dude with the gays. Last year, Kathy sparked a national controversy by telling a radio host that we're inviting God's judgment on our nation when we shake our fist at him and say we know better than you as to what constitutes a marriage. And I pray God's mercy on our generation that has such a prideful, arrogant attitude that thinks we have the audacity to redefine what marriage is all about. Windermeyer said that Kathy called him last year during the heat of the controversy that led to the gay rights group protest of Chick-fil-A. Kathy reached out to seeking advice and understanding, Windermeyer said. Windermeyer was a guest of Kathy's at this year's Chick-fil-A Bowl between LSU and Clemson at the Georgia Dome in Atlanta. The activist also says Chick-fil-A has stopped donating to anti-gay groups, according to the review of the company's 990 tax forms. It looks like they're having a change of heart. Probably had a big impact financially on them.
Yeah, probably.
And just game controversy they didn't want to have to deal with.
Yeah, it was bad publicity for him. And
well, you knew my stance. I hated his stance. I think his stance is bigoted and dumb. Mm-hmm. But I also know that the guy that owns the local franchise here has nothing to do with him and doesn't care less, and neither do the employees. So I never boycotted him.
It's hard. I mean, you want a message to be sent, but not at the expense of the poor guy who bought this franchise to help feed his family.
You got to look at everything. You just have to look at everything with a wider lens, in my opinion.
Yeah.
But they're good with the gays now. If you're gay, you can go on in there and get some nuggets. You can buy yourself I don't know what they got. What do they have? They got a good club. I'll tell you that. That's good.
They got good nuggets.
Yeah, their nuggets are good.
Yeah, like an actual nugget that's not reprocessed and held together with food glue.
You're telling me it's got chicken in it? What?
It's got chicken.
We got an email recently saying
they wouldn't give us any more chicken,
any more sawdust. somebody emailed recently and took me to task for the reason that we shouldn't go to Chick-fil-A is because the way chickens are treated in chicken farms. So everyone's got an angle on everything.
Sure.
What are you going to do? All right. Hover.com is sponsoring this episode of the show. I don't know about you, Brian, but when I buy a domain, I kind of don't want to have it managed at a big, giant, messy website that sucks.
No. Oh, God, no.
There's so many of these.
Basically littered with advertisements and things like that and just...
Yeah, I've paid for my thing. Now let me manage my thing without you trying to get me to buy 1,000 more things that most people are never going to want. And you're only just confusing old people who don't know what to click. So,
yeah, I want a domain registrar that cares about me as much as they care about Danica Patrick.
Correct.
If not more.
Correct. Oh, zing. I see what you did. Well, Hover.com's got you covered then. They offer services that enhance your domain name experience, not detract from it. They only partner with companies they believe offer their customers value and whose customers' values mirror their own. Friction-free, powerful domain management tools. And that includes domain transfers and renewals and email services and all that stuff. You'll love Hover.com. I do. That's where everything I do, all 8 or 9 of my domains that I host, are hosted with Hover. And I'll renew there until I die. They just have been treating me well. And I can get you 10% off everything, everybody. Go to hover.com/morning. That'll get 10% off all their services. That's hover.com/morning. All right. It's this time.
If communists have attempted to inject their propaganda into the motion picture, they have failed miserably.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by
Phosphor has been working on a game called Awakened, and they've recently started a Kickstarter to gather some funding to get the game moved over to the new Unreal Engine 4. Check out their YouTube videos at tiny.cc/awakened. The game site, phosphorgames.com/awakened, or search Kickstarter for Project Awakened.
Very nice.
HTTP://. Testicles.
I said that for no reason. My daughter thinks I have Tourette's. She said this to me the other day, yeah. Because I'll be sitting around and I'll just blurt out
testicles.
Things. I'll just go, testicles.
And donkey nipple.
Or I'll walk through the house and they'll say, Dad, come here and look at this. And I'll go, Minigun, look at it! Like that. And they think, and they're like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't know. Alec Baldwin denied accusations that he used a racial slur against a photographer.
Okay.
30 Rock star. X-30 Rockstar, that show was no more. Did you see the finale, by the way?
I did. It was great.
It was great.
I love the show within the show stuff that they do. It's always so good.
It was really good. It was nice. It was.
And then the St. Elsewhere tribute with the the snow globe.
That was pretty good. But the main thing for me was just this feeling of... I had the same feeling with the Seinfeld finale. It's just so kind of melancholy that you need to go back and watch it again later when you're not upset the show's ending.
Yeah.
It's even better that way. 30 Rock star Alec Baldwin being accused of using a racial slur against a photographer. Wait a minute. Was he on a plane where he slapped a kid?
No. He hit him with his Words with Friends iPhone.
Brilliant. I did this in New York, which he denies. The New York Post reported Baldwin accosted one of the reporters when she asked about the pending lawsuit against his wife, Hilaria Thomas. I love her name. Hilaria.
That's hilarious.
Oh, that's hilarious. According to the Post, Baldwin grabbed the reporter by her arm and said, and I quote, "I want to choke you to death," unquote.
Jeez.
He then allegedly addressed a photographer, G.N. Miller, using a racial slur before calling him a drug dealer. Miller identified himself as a retired NYPD cop at a certain point, presenting an ID, which Baldwin supposedly dismissed as fake. I think the rumors for years have been that Baldwin's kind of a giant dick in person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he is. Of course he is.
Mm.
He was on the hunt for Red October.
That makes him a dick?
No. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
He's always in trouble for stuff like this. It's always happening.
I think it's just that he's an easy target, or he's maybe he's more outspoken than other, you know. I mean, he's the guy who said that he would move to Canada if George Bush Jr. was reelected, wasn't he?
Yeah, and he said, yeah, if George Bush is reelected, I'm moving to Canada or somewhere else out of state. And everybody said, just go ahead then. And he didn't.
Right.
He went ahead and stayed.
Yeah. I don't know.
This just in. Nicole just texted me.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be about her her Chick-fil-A experience, but she says she has got the worst flu ever.
Oh, no.
So she will not be on today.
Aww.
It'll be Tom Merritt. But we're going to talk to Gnomewise after Tom Merritt today. So I'm excited about that. Yeah, I want to hear about all this new Alpha Geek Radio business.
Yeah.
Justin Bieber. Remember they had the murder plot people? They were plotting to murder him?
Yep.
The plotters had planned to sell...
And I would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for those pesky kids.
If it wasn't for that damn... what's her name?
Damn dog.
What's that girl he's out with all the time?
Velma? Selena Gomez.
Selena Gomez. She's cute and all, but yeah, whatever. Bieber's.
She's gonna look 12 forever.
Yeah,
you can tell by her facial structure.
Yeah, that's just the way it is. Even when she's old.
Yeah.
But his days of being special are getting close to coming to an end. I'm telling you right now. I know I keep predicting it, but it's not gonna last much longer. Anyway, Justin Bieber, murder plotters plan to sell his testicles for $2,500 a piece.
Hmm.
The men accused of plotting to kidnap, castrate, and murder Justin Bieber last November plan to sell the star's testicles for $2,500.
That's shocking.
Convicted killer Dana Martin is alleged to have recruited former fellow inmate Mark Stakey.
He has testicles?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're, it's like a
can. As soon as they descend, we're going to sell these things.
We thought he was like a Ken doll down there. We didn't know.
And the man's nephew, Tanner Runane, they were going to carry out this crime after becoming infatuated with Bieber and taking his failed attempts to correspond with the singer as a personal slight. So they were sending mail. I had this happen on Twitter the other day, not the testicle or murder part, but I had somebody say, somebody had tweeted me once ever. All right, Brian, one at reply that I went back and looked that he's ever sent to me, just one ever. And said that he's sick of web celebrity types who won't ever answer their listeners' questions.
wait, who said that?
Some guy on Twitter, just some dude.
Okay,
because I didn't see it
before that.
No,
right?
No, there's no question. Well, I guess not. Like, I don't know what happened. I still don't know what happened there. I answer people all the time, but sometimes I get real busy, and I have a lot of followers, and I don't catch every single thing. Mm-hmm. I try to.
Yeah.
So Bieber's not going to answer every prison inmate's letter. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's pretty good money. $2,500 a piece for each nut.
That's not great. $2,500?
You don't think that's a good price? I think
those are a delicacy in Finland.
We like the Bieber testicles. We are see-through and float above the ground. You can see our heart beating like baby fish. All right. Patrick Beja get married in July, by the way, to a Finnish lady. That's what he says. Looks like it's all pretty final.
It happens every year right around the spectacular.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes. And then finally, who cares about this, but Kim Kardashian is exiting the reality show that she's on after its ninth season. That show's been on for almost a decade. Come on.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
It's amazing that she's just been a thing since, for 10 years.
It's amazing that I've never seen a single second of it. Not a moment of whatever that show is.
Yeah, I've seen Soup recaps, and that's as much as I need.
Yeah, and I don't even have E, so I can't even watch the Soup. So I don't even know. I don't know what's going on the Kardashian
Soup
thing.
On Hulu. What do they? I wonder if you can watch it on online.
They have it on Hulu? No, or they do?
I don't think they've got the Soup on Hulu now.
That'd be great. I do miss the Soup.
Yeah,
it's one of the shows
I
miss.
You can watch it on probably on what's their website? eonline.com or etv.com.
I had been watching the Soup before we got rid of cable the Greg Kinnear days.
Yeah. Since the floating 3D bowls and spoons and
all that weirdness. It was called. Yeah. It wasn't even called the Soup then. It was called Talk Soup. That was it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they got the guy with the white hair stripe in his head, and then they got the hot girl on.
Oh, Aisha Tyler.
Yeah.
What's his face from Hal Sparks for a while?
Oh right. I forgot about that little temporary dude.
Yeah.
Sponsoring the show today, Quiet Hounds / Origin. This is the fabled tale of our humble beginning, of the darkness and hopefully the innate that innately drives us to get up and go. Join them for an intimate storytelling web concert. How fun will this be? Sunday, February 24th. That's this Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern. You can get all the music for free at quiethounds.com. Follow them on Twitter at Quiet Hounds or on Facebook / Quiet Hounds.
Cool.
Thank you guys.
There's an alternative for the folks who don't want to watch the Oscars or are taping the Oscars. This is a good alternative.
I agree.
If you don't care about movies, this is probably a really cool thing to listen to. It's a cool thing to check out.
I keep forgetting the Oscars are this week.
It's weird. It seems so soon.
Yeah, it's weirded me out. We were going to make a bunch of bets and we didn't do it. Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
We could do
it
tomorrow. Be our last chance. I got my ideas of who's going to.
Okay. Well, let's do that tomorrow. We'll kill a bunch of news and celebrity time for that and just make it a Oscar day. All right. When we come back, we got Tom's Tech Time, Tomtacular Tasty Torrent Time about tech news. We'll do that with Tom Merritt. That's coming up soon. I think he has an announcement today. We'll find out.
Ooh.
Exciting. And we'll take a minute with Gnome Wise, see what's going on with him. In the meantime, let's play a song. What do you got?
Sure. This one is going out to Matthew Likens, who says, "Dear Skittles and Butterfinger, ooh, Trent Reznor and his wife have a band called How to Destroy Angels. And for the soundtrack to Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, they cover Brian Ferry's song, Is Your Love Strong Enough, which was the ending credits song to the Ridley Scott movie Legend. I think the way Mr. Reznor's wife sings this song is so beautiful and haunting. I don't have a special day that I need this played on, but when you get to it, it doesn't matter. But I would like to dedicate it to my awesome wife and her kids. They entered my life 13 years ago and managed to completely turn my life around. I was on drugs and going nowhere but down. My wife, Becca, and her amazing daughters, Jasana and Sarah, stuck with me through everything, no matter how hard I tried to fight. I got off drugs and got my life back together. And in 2005, I married the woman of my dreams and got the most amazing kids anyone could ask for.
Nice.
They saved my life.
This is great.
I love happy endings like this. Had I stayed on that path, I know I wouldn't be able to write this today. So just wanted to tell them that I know their love is strong enough and that I thank them for giving me a life that I didn't deserve. Love the show, though. Thanks, Matthew Likens.
Awesome. That's a great story.
That is a great story. So,
congratulations.
It's funny. This is on it was added to a certain day. So I don't know why Dale put on a certain day, but I'm glad he did because I might have missed this otherwise. Mm. It is How to Destroy Angels. Is Your Love Strong Enough? And it's from the soundtrack to The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, the American version. So it came out at the end of the year 2011.
Yeah,
we're due for the next one of those, aren't we?
Pretty quick. I don't know what their schedule is or how they're going to do it. Yeah, it did well. It succeeded. So
yeah, it did.
Had that Mara Rooney or whatever her name is in it.
That's right. She's Daniel
weird.
Craig.
Yeah.
She is weird, but she, boy, can she transform.
Yeah, she sure can. And here she's good in that new, what is it? Side Effects it's called? Yeah. Side Effects. The new Soderbergh movie.
Oh, haven't heard about that.
It's supposed to be good, I hear.
Yeah, see, I can never keep track of which one was the was in the Scandinavian version of Girl with a Dragon Tattoo. It's what, Rooney Mara.
Oh, I get it backwards.
But then who was the other one? The other one had a really bizarre
name. Was the Swedish chef. I don't know who she was. I've not seen that one, the one with the subtitles. I haven't seen it.
Okay, so which one was in Noomi Rapace, yeah. Oh, which one was in Prometheus? Or you haven't seen in Prometheus?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't yet. I need to. Right. I have it on. There's a disc sitting here looking at me saying, why aren't you watching
me? It's really good. Yeah. Okay. So Noomi Rapace was the one in Prometheus.
Oh, you say it's really good. Yeah. That thing got panned by most of my friends. So
yeah, it was.
I'll believe you.
Yeah. It's worth seeing. If you like Alien, it's worth seeing.
All right.
It's better than Alien 4. Actually, well, it's better than Alien 3.
Here's your recommendation.
Touch it.
I will. All right. All right, let's play the song, Is Your Love Strong Enough? When we come back, all that stuff I said and more. We'll be right back.
Just one step at a time, and closer to destiny. I knew at a glance there would always be a chance for me. With someone I could live for, nowhere I would rather be. Is your love strong enough? Like a rock in the sea, am I asking too much? Is your love strong enough? Just one beat of your heart, and stranger than fantasy, I knew from the start it had to be the place for me. Someone that I
How about a bite of your soup?
Take small bites.
Bite of mine for a bite of yours. Every chunky beef soup is so full of good things, you actually have to take big bites. Big bites of tender beef, bites of potato, bites of carrot. Every spoonful is a mouthful. You get bite after delicious bite in every bowlful of Campbell's Chunky Beef Soups. The soup that eats like a meal.
You silly person.
The Morning Stream. Now gluten-free.
Gluten-free. Hey, quick birthday shout-out to somebody who's watching the show live in Brisbane, Australia right now. Corey.
No.
This is Scour and Devour's Husbot, which I assume she means husband. Anyway, so if you're listening and watching, Corey, happy birthday. All the way from Brisbane, Australia. That's awesome. We love our international listeners and those listening abroad, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
All right. Should we call Tom?
Please do.
All right. Okay. All right. Okay. Hold on. We'll bring him on in here. See what's going on in the life of Tom. Here's his little theme, everybody.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
Well,
that part's him live. That's him actually doing that.
Yeah, that's not a recording.
Tom Merritt, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I was going to say,
become
that's
my,
how he always answer Skype.
It's your theme.
It's going to become my Bart Simpson cowabunga.
Yeah, eat my shorts.
My catchphrase.
Sure, absolutely.
Catch blabber.
It has on the show. People now want to hear it all the time, and I have to use it carefully. I don't want to blow that's this great awesome thing all in one shot.
I think Buchinsky has that effect on most people.
Yeah. Buchinsky has that effect on everybody, including those who were in Buchinsky.
Kind of did.
So, Tom, it's good to have you back. It's Tom Merritt, everybody, the tech maven of the internet, as far as I'm concerned. He comes on here each and every Wednesday and talks about technology news, all the stuff coming up. I mean, we know we got the big Sony announcement tonight. Right. You guys are not live covering that, I assume, right?
I don't think so. I think what Leo's going to do after Triangulation, which is with the founder of Reddit, he'll just do coverage of what they announced.
Oh, okay. All right. That's a good idea.
I hear Sony's introducing a new mini disc player.
Wait, that's not your Leo voice, I hope. Right there.
No, that's not my Leo voice.
Okay, good. Because I've heard your Leo voice.
No, my Leo voice. Let's talk about Drobo. Drobo, ladies and gentlemen.
Good times.
That was just Brian's normal voice first.
That actually kind of was. Yeah.
That's true.
He puts on this Brian Ibbett voice normally. Mm.
That's right. That's what you're hearing right now is my stage voice. Yeah. I really talk like this.
Very nice. Well, I know that, I mean, there's a lot of talk and hubbub about that thing, but there are always other things going on in the tech world. What are you guys prepping for today's TNT?
Oh, there's lots of good stuff. Google's got a video up of Google Glass, and they've opened up a wider net for people to give them $1,500 to try it out, which is kind of brilliant. There's also Apple Hack. Basically, the upshot there is turn off Java. If you don't know what Java is, it probably turned itself off. But if you want to be sure, you know, go up there and make sure you get the latest OS X update and turn off Java. Mm. But Yahoo launched a new homepage today.
No,
I don't know if you've got it yet.
No, let's take a look and see, because I'm sure they roll
let's
it out.
Let's take a look.
They roll it out slow, one would assume. So then
I never get these things early. I usually get them right dead center in the middle of the pack. And I launched it this morning and I had it, so it was kind of exciting.
Well, here's the embarrassing thing for me. And this just shows how infrequently I am on YouTube.
I don't know if this is new or not.
Because I don't know if this is
new. I have no idea whether it changed or not, dude.
Right. I don't actually. And I know, I mean, they still get lots of traffic and I use Flickr all the time and there's things I use of Yahoo's, but I can't remember the last time I was actually on yahoo.com. So I'm going to assume this new purple motif is the change. Is this the new look?
Now, what you should see is a big carousel of slides at the top and then this so-called infinite scroll of news below it. Right. So it'll be some news headlines below those big pictures that keep changing.
Oh, and I then, do have it then. Yeah.
And then you can just keep scrolling forever. On the right side, then you should see weather for Salt Lake City. You should see a little Facebook thing that you can log into and get your friends' birthdays to show up there. There's a horoscope down there.
They have some trending topics. One is Chuck E. Cheese killer.
Right.
Who is the Chuck E. Cheese killer? I may have found an article for tomorrow. We'll have to take a look. But anyway, that's
look at
interesting.
That. The new Yahoo homepage is already working.
Yeah. How nice. So
I don't have it.
The morning stream powered by Yahoo.
So they don't, I mean, it's such a weird time for Yahoo, I think. And I just feel like any day now we're going to hear about somebody buying Yahoo finally, you know, like an actual acquisition that you've been hearing rumored for years and years. I mean, how do you feel about their position in the web world now? Like, I feel like it's such a weird backseat. Nobody cares. Not quite Lycos, but nothing like Google. You know what I mean?
Lycos. Wow. Yeah. Or Excite.
Yeah.
They're or still around.
Yeah, they are still around, but they just have zero impact on the overall, you know, frame of things and the way that, that Google and even Bing, to some extent, has at least a little zeitgeist behind it. I don't know. What do you think? Where do you think Yahoo is in 10 years?
Yahoo is at a pivot point, and they kind of have been for a few years now, where they have plenty of users. Lots of people still use Yahoo. You may not be one of them, and you may not even know them, but they're out there. Yeah. They are not the savvy, cutting-edge social networking types. That's why you don't hear them talked about a lot. Mm-hmm. And they also haven't done anything to get the attention of that crowd. So this is Marissa Mayer, the former Google employee who's now CEO of Yahoo's big first thing. She's now put her stamp on it. She wrote the blog post. This is our first move towards making Yahoo better for folks, easier, more relevant. And it's not a bad first effort. I don't know that this is the thing that makes you start using Yahoo again, though, Scott.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't know. I mean, here's what I'm honestly going to do. I will honestly give it a rotation in the news sites that I check every day. Like, I'll go here and I'll look for stuff, and who knows? Maybe it will serve me and serve me well. I don't know. I mean, I use the HuffPo a lot. I use Google News quite a bit. Which is just an aggregate, and I assume that a lot of what they're doing here is aggregate as well, but you also see a lot of Yahoo articles get aggregated on the Google News site as well. So we'll find out whether that's redundant or not. But the more important thing to me is, like, they have so many other services and things that they have acquired, the flickers of Yahoo and these other things that they've acquired over the years, that they have a reputation for buying and then letting just sit there and not really doing anything with them. That's what I'm most curious about, is whether or not she can come in, and she's already in, but whether she can come in and say, all right, these 12 things that we bought and then just didn't do anything with them, let's either cut bait or let's actually do something with them and really, you know, put creative people on these things. We have people running them, so let's, you know, if they can do it, great. If not, let's get people in there who will, and let's see if we can make those services into something, make those investments worth it. That would be cool. But I don't know.
I think you're seeing some hints towards that. A lot of those properties that Yahoo has are no longer featured on the new homepage.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's necessarily a punishment for them. I think it's her saying, this is what we do well. Let's focus on that. So, you know, the Facebook box there is more prominent than most of the properties Yahoo owns, including fantasy sports, which is huge for Yahoo. Mm-hmm. But she's not saying, I don't think that Facebook is more important to Yahoo than fantasy sports. She's saying we need to make sure that the information that's front and center is the information you want to see front and center. You can click on sports. You can add someday a fantasy sports box here. But let's not confuse people. Let's keep it simple. So what you can see here, well, you see weather. You see quotes from Yahoo Finance. You see Yahoo Sports scores. You see Flickr. And you see very prominently your mail up in the upper right-hand corner. If you're using Yahoo Mail, you can hover over that and see what the latest emails are from people. So I think she's far from saying let's acquire more stuff or let's even, like, you know, promote everything we own. She's trying to focus on what is it that we have that people actually use and like.
Yeah. Yeah. And focus in on those things. It's funny. You click on, like, the movie section and that's all old Yahoo still. So they clearly have a bunch of, you know, trickle down they're going to have to do here.
It's only the homepage that got the big treatment. Yeah. And yeah, she did say that they're going to be adding more tweaks as you go along. And one of the things that I find interesting is that news feed there. When you connect Facebook in that little box to the right, which is really just for people's birthdays. Right. By the way, happy birthday, Gina Duckworth, tomorrow. you get a more customized news list based on stories that your Facebook friends have liked.
Yeah.
And it'll show you like who are the people who liked these stories with little pictures. And then you can further click an X to say, you know what, I don't like these kinds of stories. Mm-hmm. Man reunited with dog 10 years later. I hate dogs. That's not me.
I hate men.
So, you can click that and then it'll say, show me a few stories about, and it'll have tags like show me fewer stories about pets. Show me fewer stories about Kim Kardashian. And then that will be added to your preferences.
Can you have it be show me no stories about Kim Kardashian? Yeah, is that an option? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know.
I don't. Yeah, that doesn't seem to get that.
Well, good luck to them because
that's fine. I should say
it's interesting because here we are this many years later, and we look at Yahoo. Always had this decision that they made early on, which is we're not just going to have a little search window. We're going to have all these other things. We're going to have news. We're going to have all this other stuff, stocks, whatever. And they've done that since the beginning, like the late 90s. That was happening. Google comes along, says, single box search is all, that's it. I mean, they've got other stuff, but that their focus was like, let's make search the focus. And I always wonder if Yahoo would have just taken a similar approach, would things be different? I don't know.
I think my only concern here is I don't know that people still need this kind of page. I think they've done a great job creating a portal page with news. And if I was still launching my Internet Explorer 6 to see my homepage and get all my sites all in one place, then this would be fantastic. But that's not how I use the web anymore. And I don't have a good sense of whether that's just me or whether people out there have moved beyond homepages and portals.
I think the trend is definitely away from this, though. Just a question of how quickly do you get the longer tail of the market to move away. But good for now. We'll see what else they do. Yahoo is what I'd like to say to that. Tom.
They haven't got rid of the stupid exclamation point.
I have. There's a little bit. I heard a little bird tell me a little something about a little maybe FSL news coming up. I don't know if you're ready to announce that yet, but people should be keeping their eye on your Twitter feed. Yeah, for that.
I would say so. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, I don't have any URLs or anything to point to, but it's not super secret or anything. We shot a video for our Kickstarter.
Yay!
Which we want to get going soon. So keep an eye out. Justin and I we've got to figure out what the levels are and the backing rewards and all of that sort of thing. But once we've got that all worked out, we're going to put up a Kickstarter for season 3 of FSL Tonight, which if we meet the goal and get it funded, would start like the last week of May, I think, in order to time it out so that the championship episode, the finale episode, would be at Dragon Con again.
Oh, very nice. Okay, cool. And we'll be able to catch you guys mid-stretch at Nerdtacular because apparently he's coming now. So
yeah, in fact, we timed that out, and we're thinking we might do an all-star break.
Oh, fun.
And do an all-star game episode from Nerdtacular.
That'd be great. We'd be a welcome addition. Well, awesome. Well, we'll keep our eyes on the prize for that. Anything else going on that you want the fine folks to be aware of?
SwordandLaser.com, brand new episode is up. Also, brand new comfy, awesome t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Slash Loot.
Yeah, you can get them right now. Sword and Laser t-shirts. Currently, the number, fighting for number one sellers between the TMS t-shirt and the Sword and Laser shirt. So my recommendation is buy both. Get them both.
Sure.
You're there already. Just add them to the cart.
You don't want to wear just one shirt all the time. Buy two shirts so you can alternate.
No one wears one shirt anymore. Come on. I keep saying FSL. Sword and Laser shirts now at /loot.com. Go check them out. Tom Merritt, Ace Detect on Twitter. You can find him on twitlive.tv today in about an hour and a half. About an hour. An hour and a half.
Yeah.
Brand new episode of TNT with Sarah Lane, Ayaz Akhtar, and the gang. I'm going to be on there in March sometime. I always look forward to those.
Oh, cool. I'm looking forward to that.
So go check that out. It's Tom Merritt, everybody. Thanks, man.
Thanks, everybody.
We'll see you later. Tom.
Bye.
Bye now. Can't hang up. There we go. All right.
Cleo insists that Tom still has a GeoCities page.
Do you think?
Yeah.
He should if he doesn't.
And it's actually getting Cleo the first points awarded on today's show.
Oh, nice. Very nice. All right, let's give... hello. Who's this?
This will be your morning gnome-wise.
Oh, my goodness. You sound like you're in a tunnel of love. What's going on there?
This is the guy that handles our audio? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, we got you.
Listen, I got a job. I got to come in on mobile Skype if I'm going to come in at all, okay?
You're fine. You're fine. So, ladies and gentlemen, Gnomewise is Todd Whitehead, and he has for a very long time provided us with, well, since the launch day of this show, has provided us with a Shoutcast stream for simultaneous live coverage of TMS every day. And there have been some changes recently that I'm excited about, and it's all totally cool that you're doing it. Do you want to explain to people what's going on?
Well, taking my inspiration from one Scott Johnson and his Pants Frog Network, I think it was.
Yes, Panty Frogs or something. Yeah, I forget.
I've been sitting around doing podcasts and casually hardcore since 2007 and finally decided to get off my butt and build a site around it and Alpha Geek Interviews and Alpha Geek Radio as well. So we now have a fully fleshed out site living over at www.alphageekradio.com, which is now where the live low bandwidth stream for you guys is coming. I also picked up this other podcaster. Does some kind of cover show or something or other. Brian, have you heard about that?
I've heard about that. Yeah, some music-y kind of thing. I don't know.
He's just like bald guy with a goatee. He's just an ass.
Yeah, the guy such never shuts up about trivia about music.
Giant ass. Just a huge, giant, throbbing ass.
Scott said just ignore him and let him on the network and just never talk to him again.
give him some low profile time, not during drive time or something
right.
like that.
Right.
Yeah, something like that.
Well, that's exciting, dude. AlphaGeekRadio.com, right?
Yep, check it out. Cool. Come over, send me all your traffic. You know, shameless self-promotion is kind of my thing.
Oh, it's all good. Todd's famous around here for helping out a lot at Nerdtacular, does simulcasting for us there as well. So some of you may have noticed, a few of you probably listening at home are like, what happened to the regular streaming link? And we've tried, I think there's a couple still floating around I need to fix, but for the most part, it's all switched over to these new Alpha Geek domains, and you can find them at frogpants.com/TMS, and of course at alphageekradio.com as well. And if you follow us on Twitter, we'll post those every time we do a show, and you'll be able to link directly there. But it's been crucial for us, so giant thanks and huge congrats on breaking this out and going for it, dude.
No problem. You guys all let me know what you think of it. Go over there, click on the events button, see all the stuff we've got lined up to cover this year, including the aforementioned Nerdtacular, which I am massively looking forward to.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're also going to hit Def Con and Woodstock, and we're going to try and squeeze in the recently announced BlizzCon. We shall see how life pans out, but we'll bring all that conference goodness to you. If you can't attend, we'll try and live stream it. If they won't let us live stream it, we'll get it out to you in podcast form as quickly as humanly possible.
DEF CON, that's the one about the poop, right? It's all about German poop videos. Is that what that DEF CON
is?
I kid, I joke.
No, not quite. Okay, in fact, these are people you probably don't want to piss off. This is a hacker conference.
Oh, I shouldn't say things like that then. Yeah.
You're about to get DDoS'd. Have a nice time.
Bye, everybody. All right. See you later, Todd. What was I just going to say? Crap. I can't remember what I was going to say. Maybe I shouldn't because I will get hacked. All right. Hey, everyone. We're done. That's it. We're out of here. No Nicole today.
What?
She's ill. She's not doing well, but today's show brought to you by our friends at tweakedaudio.com. 5 great styles, 7 great colors, and all designed to sound great with music and talk. You know how engineered for durability these are? Well, let me tell you. They take a beating. And they'll give you a lifetime warranty. So even if that beating is just too much, they'll get you a new pair. Noise reduction on everything, compatible with all your iDevices, your Android devices, your other devices. If you got the 1/8-inch stereo hole, we got a plug for you right here. lifetime warranty on everything. This is tweakedaudio.com and use the code STREAM at checkout for 33% off. That is a full third of the price, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the math on that.
And I just have to reiterate that these guys, number one, they're just so great. Number two, their earbuds so much more comfortable than Apple's EarPods, which feel like you're shoving Oreo cookies into your ears. They're so damn.
A couple of rocks, yep.
Yeah.
The only dangerous thing is not the hard way, almost the hard way.
Don't hit eat people's penises with them.
That and don't That's I'm glad you brought that up. It's a really important facet of this. But don't ride your bike with the tweaked audio ones unless you know exactly what you're doing, because they are so good at canceling out noise that you just you forget the world around you.
And yeah, all it takes don't do it. If you're riding on the street, then don't use them. But I use them on the path.
It's great that way.
Yeah, maybe I don't hear some faster bicyclist going, on your left, on your left. But I always hang to the right. I hug the right edge anyway. So. Yeah,
it looks really funny. You should see video. So there you go, tweakedaudio.com. Thanks for your support, guys. And that is it. Tomorrow, we announce the winners of the TMS Smear election campaign contest. Yes,
today is your last day to vote. So go to tinyurl.cc, TMS, I'm sorry, tinyurl.com/TMS smear.
Fantastic.
The morning stream smear.
I'm going to go get a TMS smear test in my gynecologist, see how that all turned out. I want to thank everybody at alphageekradio.com for the Shoutcast stream, including Todd. Thanks for popping in, Todd. Bandwidth today provided by EasyNet. Scott Fletcher does our voice work. You can get our t-shirt and Tom's new t-shirt for Sword and Laser at slashloot.com. Do support them and buy their shirt. What else? Frogpants.com/TMS, Facebook.com/TheMorningStream. We have email, themorningstream@gmail.com. That's themorningstream@gmail.com. And you can find us on Twitter, Morning Stream, Scott Johnson, and Coverville. Brian, do you have a final tally? What's the score today?
You know what? This was a low scoring day, and I really was listening for some great, you know, things to award points for, but Cleo, just taking away at the end there with a comment about Tom saying, come on, Tom, we know you still have a GeoCities page.
Nice. So congratulations,
Cleo. I was
waiting
for somebody to mention Alta Vista. They would have gotten a couple points. But
lick the 1996 internet for Cleo.
That's right. And minus 2 points for that cookie cake thing with the gelatinous substance in the middle.
I don't mind it. I think it's all
right. The flavor was good. You know what I don't like is that the cake... You shouldn't have food that you finish part of it a lot faster than the rest of it. So you've got the cake part just dissolves and it's like, okay, done with that. But you're still chewing on that center.
You got like a piece of gum in there.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Well, the Japanese have heard and they'll take note.
I hope they fix that. Yeah,
please fix that for next time.
Send you 2.0.
Let's get out of here. Tomorrow, Therapy Thursday, I believe. I haven't talked to Winnie, but I think we're on. We should be good to go there. Is it really Thursday already tomorrow? Gosh dang
it. It is. Yeah,
life is flashing before my eyes.
Yes.
Many other things happening all week at frogpants.com. Oh, and I'm doing the morning doodles again every day. So if you used to enjoy those are up again at extralife.tumblr.com, or you can see it linked on all the sites. You should check those out. They're a lot of fun to do. I did one about a girl with a donut balloon and a guy with a big, long wiener-looking balloon. And the wiener balloon went inside the donut balloon, and everyone thinks I'm being dirty. And I said, I don't know what they're talking about.
Wow.
So that's up there.
How could anybody read anything into that?
Yeah, it seems really non-phallic to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what people's problem is.
Yikes.
Anyway, you can find those there. All right, that's it. Let's get out of here. Brian, please play a song. Please.
Okay.
Okay. Please.
This one is going out to Dave, a.k.a. Sketchy in the Tadpole, says... Uh-huh. I swore I was going to send this a few weeks ago. Could you play Lonely Hands by Angus and Julia Stone on February 20th? If you're wondering, it is a cover. It's a cover of their own song, Just a Boy. But on the original version, Angus sings lead. And then on the cover, Julia reworked the entire song and sings lead on that one. He doesn't say if it's for a birthday or something, but he does specifically say February 20th. So if it's your birthday, happy birthday to you.
Is it technically Sketchy? Still a cover if you sing your own song? Like, I'm just looking at the logistics of this. How do you do that?
Yes, I call it a recover. I think that, you know, like when Eric Clapton redid Layla, the unplugged version, I consider that a cover because it's a reimagining of a song that was previously released.
I like this. I like that you have this definition because it's what sets Coverville apart from the thousands of other cover podcasts out there. Oh, wait, there's only one. Never mind.
Ah!
Are you the only, how many other cover shows are there? Are there
some
many?
There have been a couple that have come and gone. Yeah, there's, you know, one faded. That was exactly. Mm. But there's one I'm happy to say that's still going, and it's our buddy Tanner, and his show is called Under the Covers. It's kind of a sister show, or it's under the Coverville Media umbrella.
Oh, cool.
And it is it's an interview show where he interviews musicians who have had a lot of fame on YouTube doing covers and talks about, you know, how they've gotten there and what kind of hurdles they've encountered and recommendations for how to get seen by lots of people. So that's if you do a search for Coverville Under the Covers, or I think just Under the Covers on iTunes, you should be able to find it.
Nice.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
You'll hear that every episode.
Excellent. All right. Anyway, sorry, I interrupted with my technical question about covers.
Yes.
I don't know where you were.
So we're going to play this. It's The Recover. It's Angus and Julia Stone's reimagining of their song, Just a Boy, but this time it's called Lonely Hands. And I like Julia Stone's vocals on this, I think, more than Angus's. Boy, this one goes well with the Is Your Love Strong Enough cover that we played earlier. It kind of has a very same feeling to it.
A little partner song. All right. Sounds good. All right. Well, thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, live listeners. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you, Scott Johnson.
Thank you, Daryl. Thank you, Tom. Freaking, who else was here today? Todd. Nicole, we hope you feel better. I don't know if you're listening, but I hope you feel better. It sucks. She's got some kind of Arizona flu. Yeah, she's going to get Tamiflu right now, she said.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
That's bad when you've got to go get the Tamiflu. That's the hot stuff that you have to drink.
That is the hot stuff. I'm going to quit complaining about my stupid head cold that isn't that big of a deal. I'm going to suck it up and go do the things I have to do today and not be grumpy because Nicole is going through way worse stuff than me.
Yes.
All right?
Whoa.
All right.
Shut your yap.
Shut your yap.
Gonna crack my knuckles and jump for joy. I got a clean bill of health from Dr. McCoy.
There's your health thing.
I love that.
It's the worst. All right. Let's play this. Here we go. It's Lonely Hands. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you then.
Glape.
Whoops.
Grab my suitcase. say I'm just a boy.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
Yeah.